questions.
All right.
All right? You sure? All right. You're going to ruin the music mood.
That's okay.
All right. Who has had the most profound influence on your music? Was a question from Anonymous.
Mm. Ooh. Well, oh, that's a big one.
Wow. You go first.
I'm going to say the Southern music, independent music scene. That's had the most influence. Because it is, it's like all these really great underground bands. Many of them are more really left of center, you know, like sort of either punk or really weird folk music. Vic Chestnut or Danielle Howe or the Rocketeens. So those are the people that have really forged in my head how I want to be a songwriter, you know.
I read that you are a big fan of The Clash.
I do love The Clash, yes. It's hard not to.
All right.
Classic.
Okay, Emily, you're up.
I think really good soul music, really good Black American music, like Stevie Wonder and contemporary singers like Mary J. Blige. She really fucked you up. Jackson 5 was my first, was the first record I ever bought. Present to future.
There's another question for you, Emily. Has your new album of music with your dad influenced the album at all?
The book we're working on?
The book that you're working on?
I wouldn't say, no, it hasn't, it didn't influence the album or music. It's just reflections on things that, you know, we've learned along our path. My dad is a theologian and he's a sacred music guy, and we're writing this book together on music as a spiritual practice, and so we're sort of like comparing his experience and church music and my experience in bar music and how they can both save lives, how, you know, the spirit is moving wherever you are, that kind of thing. So it's been great just to spend time with my dad. So